following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Forge. They think it ain't befitting a king. Ha! You don't forge legendary weapons like mine while sitting on a throne. The lands of Khazmodan are mine. And when I bring the pain, lads, it's hammer time!
That was our guest speaker for the evening. And this is Black Lace. And welcome to turn 82 of A Worthy Opponent. I have in my studio with me, Mick Mack.
Well met.
I was all confused. We're also, by the way, A Worthy Opponent, a podcast dedicated to the game Hearthstone. And we are a casual podcast. And also with me in the studio is Autumn's Bane.
One sister lost, another corrupted by the Lich King. Her mate died horribly. Now all she has is her children and vengeance.
Oh, I know who that is.
Okay, I'm gonna guess Sylvanas. I'm Ron Burgundy.
you're close. You're close. It's one of the three sisters. However, it's not really a legend yet.
Oh. It's a legendary card. It's Varisa Windrunner. It's an 8 casting cost, 7/7 minion. Each time an opponent summons a minion, she deals 2 damage to that minion.
So what we're talking about, folks, is that we did the Micmac challenge this week. Basically, all three of us had a count. I can't count very high, I guess. All three of us created about 5 cards for Hearthstone. Some of mine are serious, some aren't, but... Autumn's Bane happened to be a legendary, so no, you're not going to find that card yet unless somebody from Blizzard is listening and says, hey, that's awesome.
Mostly I did it to stump Micmac.
Yes, exactly.
I was close.
Black Lace didn't know it either, but she knew I was going to pull it, so.
Yeah. So, first of all, let's go roll the tape back a little bit to our guest speaker at the beginning, Magni, and what that means that we played that little clip.
Is Magni in a deck of cards?
No.
He's the king of diamonds.
He is the diamond.
Micmac doesn't get that either. Yeah.
No, I have no idea. I'm like, Zales?
Magni Bronzebeard is the king of Ironforge. Or at least he was before he got turned into a diamond statue.
Well, stuck into the middle of the diamond, didn't he?
He got turned into diamond.
Okay.
Oh, and so you mean like Ironforge, like in the crypts of Ironforge
exactly.
or something?
Exactly.
Yeah, have you
That's
been down
him.
There?
I have, yeah. I've wandered down there, got lost. I think my brother-in-law maybe took me there on a trip at one point. But yeah, so I saw him and he showed me who he was, but I had no idea. It's like taking a kid to like some sort of tourist attraction. Like, they're going to forget all that stuff.
But what
well,
this
before
really
the
means...
Council of Three Hammers, it was just Magni sitting on that throne.
Right.
And then at Cataclysm, they turned him to diamond. Mm-hmm. Nobody seems to know why they chose to do it, but they did. Anyway, so well, that's why I thought it was odd to see him.
Yeah, he was playing with elements beyond his control. But what we're talking about is a new thing that Blizzard is going to be doing, which kind of throws us out of the completely free-to-play mode and puts a more pay-to-play cant on things, I think. Just a little bit. Magni is an incredible character. He's going to become a purchasable hero with a new card back when you purchase him.
It's a cosmetic hero alternative. Let's call it that.
Right.
Say it with me. Cosmetic hero alternative.
Alternative.
Thank you.
Okay. So for $9.99, you are going to be able to purchase him as a warrior? As an alternative to Garrosh.
Anything's better than Garrosh.
Really, 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 really gorgeous card back. I like that one. It's red and gold and purple and all crystally and pretty. It is very pretty. But what this means is that you're now not going to have to play just Garrosh. If you want to play a hero, you can buy a different hero and use him instead. Same game, but a little bit different. Just something different to look at. And,
well, different animations and different sound
animations.
Effects.
Got a wonderful little hammer that comes down on him when he uses his mana.
Armor up.
Yep, his armor up gives you a really neat little hammer coming down and gold hammer slamming. So what this means is probably a lot of other heroes are going to have the same little face change. This hasn't happened yet, but it will be coming soon. They haven't said when.
Blizzard soon. That could be Blizzard soon. 3 years from now.
No.
It could be. I didn't say it would.
So, very exciting. What do you guys think could be alternative characters?
Oh, well, I know very little about World of Warcraft lore.
Well, there's lots of them. But first, let's, before we go into nine other characters, are you guys going to get them?
So,
did you spend $10 on it?
So now that you two know me pretty well, do you think I will buy this?
I do.
Yes, I'm.
Yeah, you will.
I plan on buying at least the warrior because warrior's my favorite class.
Because you play warrior, but will you spend $90 to get all of them?
Absolutely not. No way.
Or not all at once.
Yeah. $9 here. I mean, $10 here. $10 there.
If they released one every 6 months, then I would probably get them all. But that's a tough nut all at once. A lot of people are thinking $10 is too much. And if it was $10 for all of them, then it would be an awesome deal. Maybe they'll make a package deal.
Maybe eventually.
Yeah, that's a good thought, actually.
Or have sales like Heroes of the Storm does.
Exactly. Bulk packs and stuff.
Do you two have a problem with Blizzard doing this, like deviating from the norm, that being you can buy things with gold or cash?
No. As long as they are not giving players a leg up on the actual gameplay.
Right.
I don't care if they make a billion, gazillion, bajillion dollars doing cosmetic stuff, because it's a free to play game. They deserve to make some money.
Right. No, I completely agree. I know a lot of people in the forums, I mean, Reddit was just screaming about this, and they're so upset. They think it's very expensive. Is it expensive? Maybe it's a tad pricey, but it's simply cosmetic. I mean, that's all it is. It does not, Adam, you said it exactly. It does not enhance your performance whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as I heard somebody else say today, and I thought it was very appropriate to say this, it's a matter of value. If you value such a thing, it's worth $10. If it means nothing to you, then it's not worth $10. You know, it's like buying a vanity pet in World of Warcraft or buying a skin for Heroes of the Storm. Some people like that stuff. Some people don't care. Look at how many people don't even use the card backs they get for free.
Yep. I mean, I love this. I love this card, and I love this card back. Am I going to spend $10 on it? No. Why? Because it would actually be a waste of money for me, too, because I don't play a warrior.
But you wouldn't have to play the warrior to use the card back.
Yeah, but then, again, it's the same thing as Brock. I'm not going to spend that much money for a card back. Card backs aren't as important to me.
Right.
If they did Tyrande and made her a hunter alternative, damn straight, I would spend $9.99, no matter what the card back looked like.
I got an early Father's Day present, McMac.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a Blizzard gift card for $20 to pay for Magni and or whoever else comes out.
Oh, nice. Yep.
I can't use it yet. I have to
He's
keep
not
it
allowed
here.
To use it. He's
and then I have
it.
To think about which two I want. It would probably be the warrior and the hunter.
Excellent. Yeah, those are your two favorite heroes, I believe. So, Blackface, you'd buy the hunter, assuming it was
Tyranda,
right?
And I don't even
right?
play the hunter a lot, but I love Tyrande's character. Tyrande's character is just the best. So I would. Depending on what they did for... I can't think of who they would do as a shaman. Well, I don't know who they would do for a shaman. I don't know who they would do for the rogue, and I don't know who they would do for the warlock. But again, I wouldn't have expected Magni to be the character here either.
But if you know, we want to be able to change not just the character sometimes, but also the race. And the only other famous shaman I could think of is Ner'zhul, which is another orc.
Mm-hmm. He's not a... Oh, yeah, he's from Outland, right? Or something
well,
like that?
He was from Draenor.
Draenor, that's
yeah.
it.
But he became the Lich King, so I don't know if they want to waste him on a shaman face, but there's lots of ways things can go. In fact, with the archer, they could take Varisa Windrunner and use her instead.
Exactly. As they already have Sylvanas, they wouldn't be using her, because she's already a legendary card.
Well, they definitely need to add more female characters, I think, because there's only two right now.
Right.
Correct.
So Tyrande would be a good one. And using heroes that aren't already cards, I think, is a must. They could use Vanessa Van Cleef as the female rogue, but then both rogues would be female. So I don't know how much it matters to mix up the race and the gender. You know, like, people who are playing females might say, well, I want a male. People who are playing orcs would say, I want a human. Those playing humans said, well, what about my orc? I play horde. So, gotta be some tough choices in the Blizzard drawing board room.
But this is really exciting. I know, you know, it is $10, but it's really exciting.
I'm sorry, Mick, go ahead.
I was just going to say, this is just a part of the patch that they're going to have, so there's probably going to be a lot more coming.
So, back in beta, they sent us a questionnaire. We actually discussed it on the show in an early episode, and it asked all these things. Would you like this feature? Would you like that feature? Would you pay money for this feature? And I know we both said yes, we would pay for alternative heroes, and here they are.
Didn't they do that at BlizzCon too? I could be wrong, but I thought there was another poll at BlizzCon. Or maybe that's where they revealed the results.
I don't know.
Not sure about that one.
I
could be making that up. Yeah. I thought I saw it on a stream someplace, or maybe on a forum post. It was like a pie chart of what everybody wanted to see in Hearthstone. It could have just been a Reddit post, but I thought the Blizzard developers had something to do with it.
I want them to put out Observer Mode.
It's true.
Observer Mode?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait.
That's true. And they did. Because it's all Autumn Spain's idea. Anyway, the new heroes also come out with... they have unique emotes. They have their own voices that convey their individual personalities. The play area featuring a custom visual theme and nifty entering the game animations so that you can greet or intimidate your opponent in style. So, hey, new ways to BM. Oh, no, wait. I didn't say that.
So, I like it.
It's exciting. It really is. And
I am. And
they did a beautiful job. Well, when have they not?
We don't buy. We'll get to see other players doing it. So we'll still experience it.
Right. That's true. Because I can't really see my Heroes of the Storm card back, but I can see it when somebody else plays.
Yeah, we just have to stop squelching people.
I don't know about that. So, onward. Not only do we have the new card back, but there are rumors of a new game mode that
are
they let
spreading
slip.
Rumors?
I am. That they let slip kind of on what? Facebook, Micmac?
Yep, Facebook, Twitter, the Play Hearthstone Twitter channel, they tweeted out something saying, huh? That's new. Hashtag Hearthstone. And it's a GIF of the Hearthstone board. Like when you log in, you see play, solo adventures, the arena, and there was always something else there.
Yeah, it's got squiggly lines. It's just an ornament right now.
Right. It looks like a template. And, well, in this GIF, they have it as a button, but without any text. So there's another mode here for Hearthstone that we'll be seeing.
Okay. I've got my guess, and my guess is probably going to be the same as you guys' guess, but what's your guess, Autumn? I mean, you have any idea what kind of a new game mode might be?
Nope.
I do.
Okay. So I have two guesses. One I prefer to see. One I think it's the possibility.
No. You can only give one. Then it's my turn.
Okay. All right.
Then you can give yours.
I want to see a massive tournament mode.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, multiplayer.
That's another one too. But what were you gonna say, Black Lace?
I was gonna say team mode.
Yep, multiplayer.
So that you and I can play on the same side, and obviously we wouldn't be sharing decks, but the board would have to be four-sided, so two against twos.
It would be hard with the interface to do that, though.
Yeah, but
Magic the Gathering, we'd have eight people around a table and have a great time making up our own multiplayer rules. I don't know how they would do it with Hearthstone.
Yeah.
You can't exactly
share a deck.
No, and it would be really difficult. It would be really fun to do like against, like, say, an AI, like two heroes, like two friends against two computers or one computer that was just really, really powerful, like even more powerful than like Heroic Nexoramus, for example, you know, something along those lines.
And what was your other guess?
Well, I actually believe it'll be this, but I think it'll be some sort of replay mode, which wouldn't be a bad thing.
Oh, that would be cool.
But I would love to see a tournament mode where you can like log in with 24 people or 48, or maybe a tournament mode that has like BlizzCon points attached to it, you know, so you can make your way to BlizzCon, because there's a lot of times there's great, great players at home and they can't get out for one reason or another to attend these live tournaments. And it's hard to, quote unquote, be seen because there's so many players that play Hearthstone.
So you mean like a Twitch channel in the interface of the game itself?
I'm thinking more or less along the lines of you sign into that thing. Let's say it's 1,000 gold to enter this tournament. The prizes, you know, could be, you know, first place is like 20,000 gold, depending on the size, or maybe 10,000 gold. And possibly you'd have, say, the tournament starts in 4 hours. It starts at, say, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday at this date. There's 64 slots available. You know, like a very large tournament, you know, best of three.
So you're saying a button that enables you to enter a tournament right through the game interface.
Right, yeah. Enter or at least sign up for a future tournament that's going to be taking place, you know, at this particular date. So you don't have to travel to a tournament, which I love seeing these live tournaments, but I think there's a lot more tourneys that could be held at home.
You're saying that button would only enable you to see your opponents. You wouldn't be watching a tournament through this.
No,
button.
Right.
You'd be participating in one.
Right. So you'd click it, and maybe you'd see a screen of all the dates of all the tournaments that are available. They could be 8-player tournaments. They could be 16, 64, 32, what have you.
That could be interesting.
With a massive prize pool for those that win. You know, the more players that enter, let's say it's, I don't know, like I said, 200, 300, 400 gold, 1,000 gold to enter. The prize pool scales up with the entry fee and the number of players.
So instead of spending money for an arena entry, you spend like $20 or $30 or $50 to enter a tournament.
Right. I think that would be so cool. I'd do that. Well, it would take a lot of time every day. You'd have to plan for this. I mean, you'd have to realize it could take an entire day, maybe even longer sometimes, for these tournaments to take place.
I don't see that button as being a tournament-related button. I see that button as something you can press and go right in to do something, just like with the arena, just like with the regular play mode.
I don't know.
I just think maybe teams might be. But I wouldn't know how they would do it.
Well, I think you're right. I would just love to see this though. Just like you said, if you click a button, you can just jump right into something instead of waiting. Well, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, I don't see them actually doing teams. I was only, you know, kind of thinking, what could it be? And that popped into my head, and Black Laces, obviously, as well. They wanted Hearthstone to be simple and fast, and multiplayer games are neither.
But you're right, it could be replay, because, I mean, look at Heroes of the Storm. You can watch, like, your last 10 played games in Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah, and StarCraft and, you know, mm-hmm. Warcraft itself. Not World of Warcraft, but the actual Warcraft strategy game.
Yes.
So there's a good chance maybe we'd be able to do replays of the last three or four games, five games. I think that would be awesome.
So we're all in agreement it could be lots of different,
things
we have
right.
no idea about.
Exactly. All right. Let's move along and talk about the cards we have created this week.
Ooh, yay.
Mic-Mac, this was your idea. Do you want to alternate?
We're humoring Mic-Mac by doing this.
Yes.
So all you people who heard the news already and just want to leave the show because you think Mic-Mac's got a stupid idea here, you know,
now's
we understand.
The time to do it.
Please stay. There's some interesting cards, I promise.
Want to just alternate? Each do one and keep going?
Yeah, I think that's the best thing to do.
All right, why don't you start?
Okay, so we spoke a little bit earlier about how the new expansion for Hearthstone could have some sort of pirates versus ninjas theme, right? Or pirates and ninja cards. They don't have to, you know, be going up against each other. But I kind of wanted to stick with that theme for my cards. So my first card, okay, it's called the Booty Bay Bad Boy. It's a warrior card. It's a warrior card for 3 mana, and it's a 3/4 pirate. It has a battle cry. Give your weapon +2 attack this turn. What do you guys think about that?
It's cute.
What's the casting cost?
Is there,
3 mana for a 3/4 pirate, and it's a warrior card. Give your weapon +2 attack this turn.
It's too much for the mana cost, but I like it.
Yeah, well, pump the mana a little bit.
So here's the thing, right? The Dark Cultist for the priest, that's a 3 mana 3/4, and it gives another minion +3 attack when it dies. I'm sorry, a +3 health when it dies. So that's not too bad. I mean, I thought it was along the same, but maybe the mana cost has to get boosted up a little bit.
Maybe just a little, like maybe one more. Because you're giving somebody 2 more damage on their weapon. What if it's Doomhammer?
Oh man, imagine that. All the possibilities. Yeah, right?
Ow.
Well, it is a warrior card, though, and it just gives you attack, so if you don't have a weapon, you can attack this turn.
Well, it's an interesting concept.
And it's a common.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't even think to put rarities.
Oh, I didn't either. Well, no, actually, I did on some of them. I'll do my next. I did a warlock card. Unsummon. It's a 0 casting cost to return a minion to your hand and gain 2 mana crystals, only for that turn.
So you return a minion into your hand, and you gain 2 mana crystals.
Gain 2 mana crystals.
As a warlock.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty interesting. So you, like, kind of... It's like use one of the pandas, bring it back to your hand for 0 mana, and then... That's kind of interesting.
Because that way, you know, I mean, if you have a wounded creature, you can pull it back to your hand.
Right.
Or if you just, I don't know, you did the wrong thing and didn't want to cast it and you get the oh shit, you can pull it back to your hand and get a couple extra mana while you're doing it. Right, unsummon.
So I would think with a warlock, you would more likely sacrifice the minion to get that mana, especially for 0 casting cost. Then you're sacrificing the minion to get the mana.
And you said
That's sacrifice. That's not unsummon. I was using the Warcraft spell.
Gotcha.
And you said you gained 2 mana crystals this turn?
Yes. Yeah, just for the turn. It's not like, you know, it puts 2 permanent mana crystals out there.
It's like a druid.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just like an innervate from the druid.
Yep.
Oh, man, imagine that. You get some scary stuff out there quickly.
Yep.
Especially with warlocks having their hands full all the time.
Literally.
Okay, so that was mine. Honestbane, you're next.
Oh, I don't know which one to go first. Do I do the warrior one that's similar to Mic-Mac's, or do I do something different? Let's go to a class that hasn't been done yet. Let's move over to the druid. The spell is called Hush. Silence all minions.
How much mana does that cost?
Don't 4. We have something that does that?
No, we have Mass Dispel for 4 mana that silences your enemy minions. This would silence all minions.
All minions.
For 4 mana, huh?
And think about this. You're not only silencing everything on your opponent's side, you're silencing your own side. So let's say you've got those guardians that can't attack, or maybe you want to attack
Malagos.
With your Ragnaros.
Or I meant Ragnaros,
somebody put something nasty on your cards and you want it off.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine your opponent has like five taunts out, and suddenly none of them are taunts.
Yeah, the combinations are right there. I like the Ancient Watcher play you were just suggesting, where you have the two Ancient Watchers out, silence everything, and then they can attack each for four.
Yeah.
I like it.
Ball goes back into the court of Micmac.
Okay, so this is a terrible card. But I like cards that sort of can just sit there and do something that aren't necessarily a threat. So they'll stick around for a little while. So, like the Lightwell, I like the Lightwell. What can I say? I'm a sucker for it. So, this card is called Gates of Stormwind. It's a neutral card. It's rare. It's 3 mana, and it's a 0/7. Okay? So it has an ability. At the end of your turn, gain 3 armor. So any hero can gain armor from this. And it's just going to sit there. It's got a lot of health. You'll waste minions, you know, attacking into this thing if you really want to get rid of it.
That reminds me of the walls in Magic the Gathering.
Right. That's kind of where I was going with that.
Yeah, well, it's exactly like a wall.
It does nothing. It just sits there and just kind of gets
except
bigger.
It doesn't have taunt.
Nope.
Technically, a wall would, if it was like a Magic the Gathering wall, it would have taunt.
Right, and I thought about adding that, because I figured, well, it's a wall, and if it's the Gates of Stormwind, you have to go through the gates to get into it, so it should have taunt. But I didn't want to give it taunt, because that would mean it would die, and it would be an absolutely terrible card, because you probably only get 3 armor from it, and that's it. Whereas if it sits around like on the side, you can gain 3, 6, 9, 12, I mean, just an absurd amount of armor.
Interesting. The artwork could be phenomenal, too.
Yeah, just a big white wall.
With a gate
in the middle.
Would it have claws? Claw marks from Deathwing, or would it be the cleaned up version?
The golden version will have both. So it'll be, you know, the normal like alabaster with like some statues in the gate, and then when it's gold, it'll like flip. Like, you know those like holographic pictures that you walk by and it's like a tree, and then you go to your right and then it's the fall, and you go to your right again, and then it's like the winter and then the spring. So kinda like that. It'll just change.
That's the gold version.
Yep, that's the gold version.
I like it. Awesome.
So all you right, even dreamed up gold versions of the cards.
Yeah, I dreamed it up just now, actually.
You didn't put that in the rules.
I did not.
Alright, you guys are going to know what I'm beating on with this one. It's a paladin secret called Divine Intervention. Whenever an opponent doubles the health of a minion, do that much damage to their hero.
A priest.
That's, and it's a secret.
No prejudice there with that card.
No, of course not.
Wow.
But I don't even play a paladin, but I gave it to the paladin. But Divine Intervention sounds
nice.
You know, paladinish.
It so does.
I was just like, for the priests who sit there and go, okay, I'm going to double it and triple it, and I'm coming at you with a 99-99 creature. Well, it kills you first.
Yeah, so Miss Gazrilla.
Yeah. Well, it's only happened twice.
Would you put that into every paladin deck that you had? Or only if priests were like going crazy and there was like an abundance of them?
It's I was being silly. It's,
I know,
pretty much a waste. I mean, I don't know that anybody would ever use the card unless they were had a really bad
luck,
priest day.
The priest would steal that card from you. You'd have a 4/4 minion out with your paladin. You'd give it the +4/+4 enchant, thereby doubling its health, and you would take
and
the
I,
damage.
Yes, I take damage.
Oh, man. That would be scary.
Yep, that's true. Autumn's Vane, your next one?
Okay. Here's something. Micmac said we might want to change the rules up a little bit, do stuff that hasn't been seen. So here's a rogue card, and they're actually, I meant to look it up and see if there's already a card with this name. So if not, I will alter the name. But is there a card called Blind?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so. But there was a spell called Blind. Blind, rogue spell, 3 casting cost. Opposing hero cannot use hero power next turn.
That's cool. That's pretty powerful right there. Even though like it's only a 2 mana that the hero would use, I mean, it still stalls them. Like a hunter can't use their you know, 2 mana steady shot, and the warrior can't armor up. It's an interesting concept.
Yeah, it's kind of a surprise tactic that the opponent won't be ready for. And they'll be like, okay, you're going down next turn. When I do this, oh, I can't do that.
Do you think it should cost less mana, or do you think three is appropriate?
I was playing around with it. You could make it two, so it would equal the casting cost of the hero power. I don't think I'd go below two or higher than three, though.
I think two would be good. I like it.
Who's next?
Mic-Mac.
Oh, yeah. It's me, I guess. All right, so I kept sticking with some more pirate stuff. So this is the Bloodsail Cutthroat. It is a 2-mana, 2/3 neutral. Okay, 2-mana, 2/3 neutral, and it's a pirate. At the start of your turn, gain +1 attack just for this turn. So every turn that minion's out there, you have +1 attack for your hero. And any hero can use it. It's a neutral card.
You got a theme here going.
Yep, I do. I'm looking forward to some pirates. I want to make a pirate deck. I want to craft Captain Greenskin, and I just want
to
go all out.
This is so similar to your first card, though.
Isn't it? Because I want to have these big, beefy weapons, and I want to have these pirates that just flood the board. Scallywags.
You're thinking like Blizzard, so all of your cards are going to be for each minion that died this turn, or for, you have no cards left in your hand.
Yeah, so he has his own death rattle thingy.
Well, from here on out, my cards get a little silly.
Oh. Should we move on to the next one?
That's you.
Okay. This one is called Dispel, and it's a neutral card. It's 4 casting cost, and it's a spell that will remove silence from one creature.
Say it again,
somebody
please.
Somebody casts 4 casting cost spell that removes silence from one minion.
That's all.
So you can unsilence the silence card.
You can unsilence it. Yeah, it takes 4 mana, but it'll basically...
Steep.
But look at what it's doing. I mean...
It's got a really good effect, but 4 still seems a little steep for that.
Okay, make it easier. 3.
I don't know. What do you think, Mic-Mac?
I thought it was kind of powerful.
Maybe, if you could draw a card with that, I think that would be pretty cool.
That's an interesting thing. Cost
4 mana.
Remove silence and draw a card.
Yeah, I think that would be pretty interesting. Like a little kicker for that to cost 4 mana. You guys have talked about it a lot about how, if there was some sort of method to unsilence a silenced minion.
And that's
so,
the card that does it.
So make them loud again. I guess that's the opposite of unsilencing somebody. You make them
mm-hmm.
loud.
Yeah, I told her she should name it Noise.
White Noise.
White Noise. Honestly?
Okay. Are we running out of stuff? Okay, so here's the one I was going to do first. It was the first one I came up with, but it was so similar to Mic-Mac's. It's called... It's a Warcraft spell that warriors no longer get, but that doesn't mean it can't be in Hearthstone. Disarm. I gave it initially a 4 casting cost. Equip opponent's equipped weapon. Durability is 1 less, but not less than 1.
So you basically copy their weapon, -1 durability?
Nope. You take their weapon completely from their hand and equip it on your own. You lose 1 durability in the process, but... it's still at least 1 durability.
That's such a cool concept. Oh, I want that card right now.
That sounds like fun. That's
a fun card.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can take their Doomhammer. You can take their Ashbringer. What have you. It's yours, and they lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I figured the process of disarming them gets rid of 1 of the durability. But some weapons only have 1 durability, so you wouldn't want to lose that. So it would always have at least 1 durability when it's in your hand, but so that's the kind of the payback for it. But to steal somebody's true silver champion, that would be so awesome.
Wouldn't it? I'm so happy
Not
we
for
did
the
this.
Person playing it.
No. They would be pissed. You want to talk about being pissed? I mean
Concede.
A priest. Right. It's like a priest of a whole nother level.
Oh yeah. Mic-Mac, you're next.
Okay, so from here on out, I have silly cards. So not silly, but it shows my love. That's what I'll say. And I have 3 more. I know we said 5, but I had to make 3 just to work. So this card is a legendary hunter card. It's called Autumn's Bane. It is 6 mana. It's a 4/3. It's its battle cry is summon a starving buzzard.
You're an ass.
That's awesome.
You have to love it.
Oh, that is great. I love it.
That's besides a web spinner, the only way I'd get a starving buzzard out anymore.
Right, exactly. So you don't even have to put it in your deck. You already get it when you play Ofnusbane.
That's okay. I like having a card named after me.
That's very cool.
Because you're legendary.
Oh my god. Right, so my fourth card, we're in the fourth card, is a paladin card again. I don't know why I'm giving the paladin so much luck because I don't play paladins, but this is a 6 casting cost, 3/4 minion that heals one of your damaged minions whenever your opponent casts a spell.
Sorry, say it one more time.
This is a little bit complicated. 6 casting cost. It's a 3/4 minion.
Yep.
It will heal one of your damaged minions, a random damaged minion, 1 point whenever your opponent casts a spell.
For 6 mana, huh?
I could drop the mana to 5, because it is a 3/4.
I'm a buyer at 4 mana.
Okay, sold.
Sold! To the man with the hat. I don't have a hat on, though.
Then you can't buy it. So what do you think? 3/4 minion heals one of your damaged minions whenever an opponent casts a spell.
Yeah, no, that I think it's a cool concept.
Doesn't heal for one. You mean completely heals?
No, one.
Just 1 point of damage. So it heals for right. One.
I don't want it to be overpowered.
It's a paladin card, huh?
I don't know if the heal aspect is enough. That's why you needed to lower the mana, because the minion's got to be good enough to stand on its own, and then that's like just a little extra side effect, which might fit well in a theme deck.
You know, if you put a Light Warden in this deck, the 1 mana, 1/2 that gets +2 attack every time a character is healed, that would be pretty powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Or the North Shore Cleric, right?
No, well, it's a paladin card.
Oh, right.
It's a paladin card. See, I was being careful. North Shore. No priests, you can't have this card.
Nope.
Ofnusbane, go ahead.
All right, I wanted to put a big game changer in. So this one will cost 10 mana, and I'm going to give it to all classes, so it's going to be neutral. It's called Desertion. Swap all active minions and hero powers for this turn with your opponent.
Oh my god.
And minions may attack.
That is unbelievable. And that is a neutral spell, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yep, that's what I said.
Wow, the first neutral spell card. Oh man, that could be completely devastating. Someone thinks they have lethal.
I just broke the game.
Yes, you did. So people can't overwhelm the board. You know, towards the end, they have to be conscientious of what is going on and that this card exists in every person's deck. Yeah.
I suppose we could take out the swap hero powers part, but the swapping of the minions alone. I think there was a magic card that did something similar, but anyway.
Like, change computer stations with the player you're playing against. Okay,
that's
so...
That's pretty powerful.
It is!
Oh my god.
Complete game changer, meta changer. I mean, everything we know is a lie.
Thinking outside the box there, that's all.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Appreciate it.
Okay, Mick-mack?
So, since we have Ofnusbane, we have to have Blacklace, don't we?
Ruh-roh.
Blacklace is the legendary shaman card in Pirates vs. Ninjas. She is a 6-mana 5/4. Her battle cry is to summon 2 vitality totems.
Oh, good God.
So you get +8 health at the end of your turn.
Holy shit. How much mana does she cost to call out?
Will you read that one more time?
Absolutely. Okay, Blacklace. 6 mana, 5/4. So the mana cost for what the stats are is a little less. It's not that great. Shaman legendary. But here's the battle cry. Summon 2 vitality totems, and they give your hero +4 health at the end of your turn.
That's like an anti-Dr. Boom.
I like it.
And you have to giggle when you play the card, though, Blacklace.
I don't giggle.
No, but you have to, because that's what Dr. Boom does.
Oh, okay. That's cute. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Nick Mack. He's so sweet. Okay, I was running out of ideas. By the time I got to my fifth card, I was like, okay, I'm stumped. So I just thought, what does a mage do? Mages summon in Warcraft. They summon the water, frost mages summon their elementals, their water elementals. So I did, okay, summon elements. It's a 3/3 minion that each turn will summon an additional 1/1 elemental that turn.
It's like a mini hogger.
Yeah, you've got your little 3/3 minion out there, and then the next turn you're going to have a 1/1, and they are going to look like the little water elementals in the game. All the little water elementals.
And that's a spell, you said?
Mm-hmm. It's a mage spell.
That's pretty cool.
No. It's not a mage spell. It's a creature. I'm sorry, a minion. It's called Summon Elements, but it's you summon the 3/3 minion. That's a water elemental. But then the next turn, that's yours, he summons another 1/1. Now, it's not making him a 2/2 and a 1/1. It's not decreasing him like some of the cards they already have. He stays a 3/3 as long as he's on the board, but he just keeps popping out little droplets of water each turn.
I like it. It's a little mini hogger, and we love hogger here.
Or Illidan.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got her liquid, her water droplets of Azanoth.
There you go. So that was mine. And it's Autumn's main turn again.
Well, you already heard my legendary, my Varisa Windrunner. And I'll repeat it for you in case you forgot. She's,
Are you there?
Yep, sorry. So I was hearing something. So for 8 casting costs, 7/7, each time your opponent summons a minion, deal 2 damage to that minion. Take that, Murloc Dex.
Take that.
Say it again.
Okay. 8 casting costs, 7 attack, 7 health minion. Legendary. Each time your opponent summons a minion, deal 2 damage to that minion. She deals 2 damage. So she shoots them with an arrow as soon as they come out. Because that's how cool Varisa is.
Goodbye, Face Hunter. Goodbye, any
really
weenie
like
deck.
It.
Goodbye, Zubak. No, because a lot of them have 3, right? 3 health. But yeah, your real quick ones, like your some of your mechs and your leper gnomes, they'd be gone.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of your murlocs would be gone.
That's one of the best cards in the game.
Change the meta. Yes, does come out late. That's the trade-off. Because if this came out like first turn, forget it. Game over.
And was that a neutral card?
It's a legendary, yes. A neutral legend.
So that would go perfect in a druid deck that is ramp and tries to get everything out as soon as possible. You would win the game almost every time against an aggro deck if you could get that out turn 4.
Well, people complain that aggro decks are too hard to counter. This would help.
It would. It absolutely would.
And I like aggro decks.
And yet you still made the card because you listen and you care.
I like
about
Varisa
the
Windrunner better.
Yeah, he wanted to make something worthy of Varisa.
I was thinking about all the heroes that are already legends, and I'm like, who's a great hero that's not a legend yet? There you go.
I'm still waiting for Ronin too.
Ronin?
He's dead.
He's dead, but still.
Well, so is Uther, so.
Yeah.
So are we done with these cards now?
I have one more.
Okay. Yes, the Micmac card.
Nope. The Xander.
Oh.
The Xander card.
Behind the curtain.
That's right. The Wizard of Hollow Sweet. So Xander is a neutral minion. He's also legendary. Xander costs 2 mana. Xander is a 0/4. Xander's battle cry. At the start of your turn, either get lucky or fail. So you might say you either get lucky or fail. Well, what happens if you get lucky? If you get lucky, you discard the top 2 cards from your opponent's deck. If you fail, you discard the top 2 cards from your deck.
Oh, I like that. That's cool.
Wait. I'm all sorry. Right. I need you to read awesome. That again.
I know. Well, it's so hard. It's be like, listen, okay. Xander, 2 mana. Okay. 0/4. Legendary minion. Kind of like Lore Walker Cho. Okay, it's a thing of those stats right there. His battle cry. Actually, it wouldn't be a battle cry. It would be just a permanent ability. At the start of your turn, either get lucky or fail. And both are in quotations. So get lucky's in quotes and fails in quotes. If you get lucky, you discard the top 2 cards from your opponent's deck. Like on their deck of cards, the top 2 just go right in the wastebasket. If you fail, the top 2 cards from your deck get discarded.
It's too wordy, you know. It wouldn't all fit on the card.
You're absolutely right. It wouldn't. But it's, I guess you'd have to hover over. Like, it, all I would say is start your turn, get lucky or fail. Just like Ysera, you know, draw a dream card. You know, oh, or Elite Tauren Chieftain. It's whatever his text says. Like, you have the power to rock. And it could be a bunch of different things.
I think it's fun.
And that wraps up our 16 cards that we made for Pirates versus Ninjas.
It does. Very much fun. Totally frivolous, so I'm sorry for anybody listening trying to get any kind of information from us, because that's not happening.
Well, we decided long ago that this show would be a mix of news and game and stuff and entertainment, right?
So yes, this is your entertainment value. Mic-Mac, speaking of entertainment value, have you been playing with somebody's deck again?
How did you know?
There are these telltale signs.
Coming home late. Bags underneath my eyes.
There are stains on the cards.
I want to say I did play that Warlock deck last week that you you had played, because the way you described it just sounded like a lot of fun. And I've been, I would say, 5 out of 6 wins every time. I mean, it's just really, that deck is it's a good card.
It is. It's super just, powerful.
Yeah, it's easy to make, and I always have the cards in my hand that I need. So I like it. My other Warlock deck may be going bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So I played with a deck you played with. Never mind. Okay, so
we could say so many things.
I'll
right
be
there.
Going now.
Let's just go to this week.
All right, so this week I played with Krog's deck, the Flamewaker Mage deck. Hi again. I've been testing a Flamewaker Mage deck with decent success where I am on the ladder. Laddered from rank 15 to 8 in the last day or so, and only really lost to face hunters and a few unlucky draws. It's fun to play, worth a try if you have a free deck slot. And we have here 2 Mana Worm, 2 Flame Cannon, 2 Frostbolt, 2 Sorcerer's Apprentice, 2 Unstable Portal, 2 Mad Scientist, 2 Flame Waker, 2 Mirror Entity, 2 Fireball, 1 Kazan Mystic to take those pesky secrets from those hunters, 2 Piloted Shredders, 2 Azure Drakes, 1 Lotheb, 2 Sludge Belcher, 1 Sylvanas, 1 Dr. Boom, 1 Kel'Thuzad, and 1 Ragnaros. However, Krog decided to switch out for Cro-Magnus because of all the big game hunters, and you can't decide which one's better. I went with Ragnaros, and Ragnaros seemed to work pretty well for me. So, how did I do? I went 3-2 with this deck. My first game was against a face hunter, and I lost. What was interesting about the next game is that I actually paused my recording and I had to go to the little boy's room. I came back maybe about 5 minutes later, and I played the same exact guy again. Face hunter, but this time I beat him. And he BM'd me the first game. I made sure to BM him the second game.
Tisk.
I know. After that, I played a rogue deck. I think it was like an oil deck. Rogue deck with the Violet Teachers making all the little apprentices, and I didn't see any Tinker's Sharp Sword Oil, but it had a lot of the cards that you would see in that deck if you were to go online and look it up, like Azure Drake and, you know, so on and so forth, and I beat that. Game 4, I lost to a Murloc Warlock deck. I lost.
Oh, no!
I know, just like typical.
Should have had Marisa.
I should have. It's too bad she wasn't implemented. Maybe I should craft her. I'd craft her in gold. How about that?
That sounds familiar.
I know, doesn't it? I may have taken it from somewhere or from somebody. And game 5 was against a Zoo Warlock, and this was the closest game out of the 5. Ragnaros was just a complete powerhouse for me. If Cro-Magnus was in the game, I would have lost, but Ragnaros, he won it for me. So I ended up going 3-2. It was a fun deck. I didn't get a lot of Flamewaker Mage excitement. Flamewaker is the 3-mana 2/4 that deals 2 damage whenever you cast a spell. I didn't have a lot of, how do I say this? I had success with it, but it wasn't really that impressive. It was just more so just like the curve of minions and how the deck flew that won me the game. So, Krog, thank you for sending it in.
You know, Flamewaker is broken.
Yes.
It's broken in that it's in my mage deck, and no matter how many games I play, it won't come out.
Hmm.
It's like a groundhog. It just won't. It'll. It just. Now, what does the groundhog do again? If it sees its shadow, it means winter's longer?
I don't know.
No, I think you want it to see its shadow.
All I know is they usurp the pagan religious holiday with a groundhog. That aside, you said your flame wakers didn't come out, right?
No, they came out, but it was only like maybe two or three times that they came out, but I didn't have any spells to really, you know, get the full effect from the card.
So they fizzled.
Right, and when they did come out, people realized, oh, this is a flame waker. This deck is on ladder right now. This card is amazing. I need to kill this ASAP. So there's a target over its head.
Alright, so you've got a target dummy out. No, wait, that's another card.
Yeah,
but you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's one of those cards that you see it and you're like, oh, gotta kill it. I gotta go to extremes to get it out of here.
It's bait.
That's right. Yum.
Great.
It was a rogue deck?
Nope, it was a mage deck.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Obviously, you don't have a flame waker in a rogue deck.
Yeah, right? Well, somehow you... Well, is there a way to get it? There probably is, but it takes a lot of thinking.
It does.
We're going to move on to our email of basically this is our play of the week. And it was given to us by Adam. I won't use his last name, but Adam sent us an email. I'm going to read it to you. And then after I read it, I'm going to explain for people who may not know the cards just by hearing it really quickly what really happened in this game.
And it wasn't Adam Ant?
It wasn't Adam Ant. Okay. Hello. I just finished a crazy game. They put down a cold light or at the beginning of the game it was okay, but then he put down gang up. Next turn, youthful brewmaster, and then cold light again. Then he had another gang up. Used cold light again. Next turn, vanish, and cold light again. I'm thinking, oh my god, I'm losing all my cards. But the good thing is, he's not doing damage to me. Turn 9, I use Mallow Ghost. This time he has too many cards and he loses Assassinate. Next turn, I've got him. I use Holy Smite, Inner Fire, and Mind Blast, and beat him. Well played, LOL. Okay, so, what happened here?
Mill Cold deck light- backfired.
Yes, Cold Light That's right. Oreo. Oracle, Cold Light Oreo.
Polite Oreo.
Yes, it's a drink with a cookie. Cold Light Oreo.
No, Oreo. It's a bird it's a from bird. Baltimore.
Okay. Each player draws 2 cards. Gang Up basically shuffles a chosen card back, 3 copies of that card back into your deck. The youthful brewmaster returns a friendly minion to your hand. The vanish returns all minions to your hand. So what he was basically doing was casting as many cold light oracles as possible so that both players were constantly drawing 2 cards. But what he did was he got it to the point where he had too many cards in his hand. So when Malagos came out on turn 9, it was nice. But on turn 10, the Holy Smite, which is normally +2, became a 7. The Inner Fire turned Malagos to a 12-12, and of course now he can attack. Wouldn't have been able to if that Assassinate had been able to go through. And the Mind Blast went from a 5 to the enemy's face to a 10 to the enemy's face. So in one turn, because of what was going on, he was able to come across with 29 points. Now, I guarantee by turn 10, he had done some minor damage anyway. Boom, game over. So yeah, that was a definite mill deck not working.
Nope, and you right-click on your hero portrait, and you click well played.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe the guy was testing out that deck, and it just wasn't working out well.
Total backfire.
Because
total backfire.
The object is to make your opponent run out of cards and fatigue while being able to actually make use of what you know is coming. Your opponent doesn't know it's a mill deck till a couple of turns in. But
right. All he kept doing was stacking his hand, unless he had giants that just weren't coming out.
At that point, the giants would have just fizzled because he had no room in his hand.
Right.
Right, exactly. So
how does he fix this? He needs to have lots of fast casting cost minions in his hand.
Not cast the Cold Light Oracle as quickly and often as he was doing.
Maybe even have some zero casting cost minions in his hand.
Maybe actually come across and hit his opponent in the face once or twice.
Yeah, he's just got to do something. He just can't keep holding cards. And don't gang up on something unless you've got room for it.
Right. But thanks for that email. That was a fun one. That was really... I would have loved to watch that game.
Mucho gracias.
Mucho gracias. All right, we are winding down the hour, and you heard the fun news and the good news, and now we have the bad news.
Yeah, which is why we humored McMac.
Yes, we humored McMac because I'm sorry to say that McMac will be leaving us after next week. Because
so I get fired your dex- his ass.
Yes.
No. I finally got fired.
So get your decks into McMac because he can play with your decks one last time. Send them to him this week. Are you going for your master's? Is that what it is? What are you doing?
Yep, I'm getting an MBA, and there's a lot of stuff going on at work. I have a lot more responsibilities, and we're implementing new programs, new software. We're getting just a whole bunch of stuff. So it's just so hard to even play games and podcasts. I barely have any time anymore.
Is that why I keep seeing you on Heroes of the Storm?
Yeah. That would be it.
My cover's blown.
You're wide open. So yeah, we have one more week of Micmac. We'll have next week will be the end is coming.
The end is here.
So we're very sad, but we totally understand it. We totally back you up. We love you, Micmac. We're going to miss you, and so will many, 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 many of our listeners.
There goes all our listeners.
Yeah, right. There they go, because it's just going to be back to the... We're going to need a new marriage counselor.
Back to the future. Yeah, new marriage counselor.
So, yeah, we do have Micmac for one more week, but we wanted to let our listeners know in case you want to send him a little email, or he's still going to be around, and I'm sure he's going to be on the show, you know, once or twice in the future, maybe more than that. Who knows? But
I know the real reason he's leaving.
Why?
He wants to be able to be in the tournament again.
Oh, cover blow number two. So I can appear back on the show and I can show you my work.
So you can try to win so you could be on the show?
Yes.
So he'll win the summer tournament, which will probably be in August, and then be a guest star. So.
You will definitely be missed.
Well, I'm gonna miss you guys too. I'm gonna miss everyone. I mean, everything surrounding the show. Like, I'm just gonna miss it all. It's well, just
I'm
such a part of my life.
You. I didn't want you here anyway. No, of course I'm gonna miss you. It's nice to have somebody on the podcast that knows what they're talking about.
Well, I know what I'm talking about in Hearthstone, but maybe not with, like, you know, pop culture and real life things.
Yes, you didn't know about jumping the shark, but we won't tell any. Oh, I already did.
Too late.
Too late. All right, folks. That is going to wind up our hour. Anybody else have anything else to say?
The end is coming?
Yeah, next week.
Oh.
I'm going to cry.
All right. Okay. Enough of all this crying bunch of babies.
Salty. Okay, so you can follow us on Twitter at A Worthy Opponent. You can listen to us live on Monday night at twitch.tv holosuitemedia. You can email us at awhearthstone@gmail.com. You can find us on iTunes. You can send us a review or a message or, well, not a message, but a review. And we'll give you shout outs. You can find us on Facebook at awhearthstone, Stitcher Satellite Radio, Google Plus, A Worthy Opponent. Special thanks to Holosuite Media again, of course, the man behind the curtain, Xander, for making things happen, and theme music provided by Awesome City Limits. I am Black Lace. With me was Autumn Spain and Micmac, and we wish you all happy hearthing.
The end is coming.
Tuning in to tonight's broadcast of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at WorthyOpponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.